Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Y'all. Well, it's not wanting to play the music. We are live.
Hello.
Right? We are here. I'm trying to get my music. Let's see. It'll kick in when it thinks about it. Let's see.
Oh, was it doing the Pretty. Thinking circle?
Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. Please.
Oh, my gosh. What does a computer have to think about, right?
I know, right? Come on.
I have always wanted to learn computer code.
Now they like to think of themselves. Why is it not? Come on. I have to.
Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hello. 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 Okay. This is music. Hello. Hello. This is music. Hello.
Okay, John. Let's try that one more time.
Hello. This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Krausmusic.com. That's KRAUSSMUSIC.com, or on Facebook at John Krause Music. And remember, as the late great Billy Shakespeare once said, if music be the food of love, play on.
Live from the clock and lead my mind.
Hi, this is John Krause, and you're listening to The Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of The Paige Roberts Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to The Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Go back to the way they used to be. When control over you. Don't give them the power to hold you back. You gotta keep yourself on track. And they don't have power over you. Stop hanging on to the things and the people that leave you behind. Stop trying to see closure. Don't even try to understand. Stop focusing on them and focusing on you.
Paige Robert Show. It is Thursday, May the 30th, 2019. Let's do an announcement. Sunday, June the 9th, is we are doing a live show here in Athens, Georgia with BMI Nashville recording artist Christy Isabel. We have all the show links and things like that at, out there on Facebook, but if you haven't gone and followed or liked Vegas Studios Facebook page, I would suggest it. That's where our show will be. You'll get a notification for their live videos over there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Now, in July, all those are on a Sunday, but July 7th is local singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco. We're booked at Vegas Studio. August the 4th is singer-songwriter, another local, Hunter Flanagan. Do I have September? Yes, I think I do. Is September 15th is country music artist Rick Byers. That's almost everybody. Now, in November, I have fiddle player Travis Wetzel. Let's see, that's November, isn't it? So I'm down to the very last on that. But yeah, moving right along. Tickets are being sold right now. The link is out there on the event page. The event page for Christy Isabel Show. The tickets are $10, and we only have like 40 seats. Last night we talked to Rob O'Mara. Now he's a International Singer-Songwriters Association singer-songwriter member over there. If you haven't gone over there and checked out their Facebook, just a great bunch of people over there helping each other out. And, yeah, in support of music. And their award show is being held August 53rd in Atlanta. We hope to be there. We were nominated. We didn't get in the top 15, but it's all good. Let's give out our guest line number 646-668-8941. You can call in and listen, or you can call in and ask questions. That's fine, too. So without further ado, let me bring on my featured artist for tonight, and that's singer-songwriter Amanda Marie. Hey, Amanda, how are you? And welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, a lot going on. I know you're a part of ISA, International Singer-Songwriters Association. But before we get into that, usually how I start things off, Amanda, is I get my featured artists to tell our listeners about themselves. And I always say you can go back however far you like and work your way into your music. So I'm going to let you talk.
Oh. All right, well, I guess I'll start with, because everybody asks, when did you start singing? That's everybody's, you know, like main question. And for me, it's funny because I started, you know, pretty much around 5 years old when I was making my own music videos at five. I would set our video camera up and make music videos. Who knows where they are now? I wish I had them, but I don't have them anymore. But anyway, so now my daughter, I have a 5-year-old daughter, her name is Savannah, and she tells me she wants to be a rock star, and now she sings, and she's actually, well, I know that every parent probably thinks this, but I think she's pretty good at 5 years old. So, it started at around five years old, and then I just entered all kinds of competitions and, you know, sang at like the school competitions and state competitions and pretty much any festival I could go to. And then I did win a chance to sing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. And that was like, you know, the biggest thing I did in my teens for music. That was definitely an honor to do that. And then we ended up moving to Florida, not shortly after that, from Ohio, because I'm originally from Ohio. And then when we got to Florida, you know, life just happened. You know, there was some family drama and life kind of happened. And then I just kind of fell away from music. And I think really what it is for me, music is a part of like, it's a part of my soul really. And it makes me feel better. And I think for me, what happened was I got into a state of, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted out of life. I was kind of lost. And so I didn't want to make music. I didn't want to do anything with music because, you know, I kind of lost myself there for a little bit in my early 20s. I don't know who doesn't, though, but I definitely did. And I came back to music when I was hit by a semi-truck 3 years ago.
Wow.
I was hit. It was the worst and the best day of my life. And I know that's a really weird statement. I was hit head on at 70 miles an hour by an 18-wheel semi on the highway in my car. That was really rough. It was just a normal day. I was in nursing school at the time. And so I was coming home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon from nursing school. And, some guy cut me off on the highway and I slammed my brakes to try not to hit him. Because that's your natural instinct is you don't want to hit the person. So I slammed my brakes and turned the wheel really fast and my car started spinning and it spun through the median onto the other side of the highway.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the semi hit me head on the other side of the highway. So that's how that happened. Cause I was like, how does that even happen? So then, you know, I was in a wheelchair for a year. I spent months in the hospital on and off. I had 6 surgeries. I had a traumatic brain injury, a blood clot, just on and on and on. It was a very, very traumatic experience. But the reason I say that it was the best thing and the worst thing that ever happened to me was because I actually found myself through that experience. you know, I had a near-death experience, and it led me back to who I am and who I feel I'm supposed to be and why I'm still here. And music is a huge part of that. So, you know, I want to make music that lifts people up and makes people feel better and encourages them to be better, do better, see things a different way, maybe. And I don't always think mm-hmm. that everybody has to be positive or think positive all the time, because I certainly do not. I get upset and scared and depressed just like anybody else. So I'm not trying to say that I'm always, you know, happy about everything, but I always come back to, well, you know what? I am alive and I could not be alive. And I'm here, and I'm, you know, there's some things I'm supposed to be doing, and I just need to get back onto that. So, making music for me is just something that makes me feel good. Really. That's why I do it. So
that's
about it for the story about
right.
how that came to be.
Right. But you know, it's amazing whether it was God sent you there or some other form of way that you were there at that instant. But coming back out of it, yeah, you know, God puts us in crazy positions sometimes, but we either sink or swim, right?
Right.
So.
Right. And sometimes when we think it, that's for a reason too.
Yes, for us to step up and realize, you know, the most important, more important things in life. Like life is precious. Maybe for you mm-hmm. right now.
Right.
But,
I mean, it can be taken away in 2 seconds. Just a normal, like for me, it was a normal day. I had no idea that was going to happen when I woke up mm-hmm. that morning, you know?
Mm. Right.
So.
It just turns your whole world upside down.
Sure does. It sure does. I actually went back to school for healthcare administration, and I'm trying to get my master's. Well, I'm working on my master's degree right now in healthcare administration, because the things that I went through, I decided that I want to help change the way that patients are being treated, because I was not treated properly. I had a whole bunch of things that happened. Yeah. I mean, nurses are wonderful. Doctors are wonderful. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying that there are, it seems like you're more of a number sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had that experience.
Well, yes. Yeah, you know, it takes somebody special to be in that field and working with patients like that. But, you know, your life depends on them. And I'm like, I'm just shocked sometimes at how they do act towards patients. I mean, what if it was somebody that was their family, you know? Do they not think about things like that? Okay.
Well, I mean, the nurses are there 12, you have to think they're there 12-hour shifts, and they're tired, and they, you know, run back and forth from here to there, and they have to remember all kinds
that's
of
right.
things. And yeah,
but that's
so,
still not great. But they should still have bedside manners, you know, towards the patient. I feel, and it doesn't matter on what kind of stress level you are.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. You're okay.
So what happened was I was just out of, so I had the surgery, so I had gotten the accident. Then I had two surgeries to try to save my left leg. Really my left foot, because my foot was almost completely off of my leg. And I know that's kind of gruesome. So I had just had the surgeries, and I had a brain injury, mind you. And so I was in the ICU for like 10 days. And one of the nurses was like, it was not even 5 days, I think, after it happened. She kept bugging me, you need to get up and walk. And I'm like, walk? I just had all these surgeries, and I have a head injury, and you want me to walk? And so I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just, nope, that's not happening. And she said, well, you know, all of these other patients I have, they're at least trying. You're not even going to try? And so I'm the type of person that I'm like, oh, that's a challenge, is it?
All right.
So I tried. I know. And I tried, and I got up, and I ended up falling and hurting myself.
And
you
what
know,
did she say to
was,
that?
She, I don't know, because the last thing I remember is they said, why did you get up and try to do that? Because she had to call for help to help me get up. And I said, because she told me that every other patient was doing it and that I had to. I couldn't even believe it. Well, you know, thinking about it now, because then it was just, I had been through so much trauma that I didn't even, you know, it was just another thing that happened.
Yeah.
But I look back now and I'm like, oh my goodness, what? Why would somebody do that to somebody? That's just mean.
Yeah, you probably thought, why did I do it? But
yeah, why did I do it? Yeah, why did I do it? I don't know. Maybe I thought, maybe I just believed her that people 5 days after having all those surgeries.
When you have somebody there, I mean, she was kind of rude about it, though, right? So,
yeah, she was very aggressive about it.
That's so, a good word.
I don't. Yes, very, very pushy and aggressive, because I kept saying no. I'm like, every day she was bugging me for days. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll try. And it did not work. I ended up breaking my toe.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My the little small toe, the pinky toe.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yes,
the pinky toe? I don't know.
I guess that's it. Yeah, your pinky toe, I guess that's what you call it. Your little toe.
Yeah. Mine is not so good looking. I don't know anybody that has a good looking pinky toe.
No. It's probably been stomped on a bunch of times. But, no, wow. She should have at least read your medical records to see what kind of shape you were in. My gosh.
Right. And that really could have led to a lot of liability for the hospital. You know, now that I know what I know, because I am seeking the degree that I'm seeking, I know how much liability that could have caused the hospital.
Yeah.
And,
maybe that's what you're supposed to be doing, is helping people like that.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I just know I was led to it, so I'm going to do it. I've decided, you know, that if I'm being led to something, that's, you know, that's what I'm going to do, because I'm not going to fight it, you know. There have been a lot of things that have come my way that, you know, they seemed like, that'd be a really, really good opportunity. I really should do that. But then there was some reason, like a gut feeling, like don't do that, don't go there, or you know, something would happen where I couldn't go.
Right.
And it always turned out that it was for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say go with your gut instinct. So that's what we do.
Yeah. And I was just curious. I'm curious,
right?
how long have you been in radio? Because you're so, like, smooth.
That's probably about 5 and 6 years. I was a co-host before I was a host. You got to crawl before you walk, right? But I'm just an easygoing person anyway. The way you hear me now is the way I talk in person. So, yeah.
I could tell. You're just very sweet. It's very nice. Refreshing. For sure.
I have my moments.
Well, yeah, me too. You know, I'm
right.
Sweet and sour.
Funny. I mean, I try not to, but you know how that goes. So,
right.
Well,
let's 5'0".
Right.
Yes,
well, let's talk about your music, Amanda. Now, I was reading over your bio, which, by the way, Ruth Allen Finley is, she gets all that up for me, and we sure do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
If I didn't have her, I think I would be totally lost because she does a lot. But yeah, let's talk about your music and what you have going on right now. So what are you working on?
Well, I have, I like all genres of music. You know, of course, I really don't care for some, like rap, like explicit rap.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my thing. But I like that. I love R&B. I like rock. I like classical music. I like jazz. So I am not opposed to doing any genre of music, and I have done R&B, country pop, and a soft rock song. So right now I'm working on a rock pop song from it was actually sent to me by a producer in Italy, and he's very, very talented, and I fell in love with the song. He sent it to me in my email and said, would you want to sing on this instrumental? And I listened to it. It just reminds me so much of, like, I would say, like, late 80s rock, but with a pop twist. So
cool.
I'm doing that.
That's right.
Yeah, I was so excited. Oh, is it?
Well, if you're in the 80s era of music, I just think we had the most awesome music anyway at that time.
For sure. There were so many greats that came out of that. I mean, just songs that'll, like, live on forever.
I mean, we had a lot of bands and singer-songwriters in the 80s. It's kind of, do I say it's kind of slacked off some? Has it?
Has it what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I mean, do you think that we don't have as many bands as like we did in the 80s? I mean, that wasn't a lot.
Honestly, I don't even pay attention to rock right now. I know that sounds really bad, but there haven't been any bands in rock that have caught my attention. I couldn't even name one. If you asked me right now to name one, I couldn't do it.
I don't think so either, but there's a cross between indie music and managed music, like big label companies have a hold of. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head either. Isn't that something? Not even on country. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to. If anybody has any suggestions, maybe let us know. You know, if there's any rock bands that you think we should listen to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, all the older rock bands from the 80s, I mean, yeah. But I think some would say that rock and roll has not really been doing good anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't even name one. I really can't. I'm sitting here thinking really hard about it, and I don't know, unless I Googled it.
Well, yeah, that would be my only way. But I know more indie artists, but that's, you know, the genres or the our labels, whatever we're called. you know, indie, I think we outrank the regular big label.
Oh, for sure. By far.
Yeah.
I think the industry is changing.
I think
the industry is for sure changing.
Well, I think it's going to be in places like Nashville, but I think it's going to have to come to a head or a happy medium and to allow us indie artists in their fold, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because really, when you look at how much it costs to for an indie artist, that the issue is getting out there. So, you know, back in the day, you would tour, and people still do that. You know, they go and tour, and that's their main way to get their name out there. But now you have social media and television and radio, and so you have all these platforms, but they're so expensive. Which is why I really appreciate what you do, because these, you know, even Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them are so expensive to, you know, run ads so that people see your face and see your music. And because there's really, I mean, what other way is there besides traveling around?
Real ads and things like that.
Well, if you haven't seen my post out there, I am working on a happy medium myself. I'm about there, working on another network for music. So, it's kind of going to be like the Twitter interface or their network, but not exactly like that, but it's going to have the feel of that. But
oh, cool.
It'll be free, of course. And, so we'll see. No kind of crazy Facebook kind of crap.
And that's a lot when you have to, you know, you have, there's like algorithms where you have to post at certain times of the day and certain things. And it's like, oh, it'll give you a headache.
It will. Now, even on my end here lately, and I do a lot of my things, and well, I'm off and on the majority of the day doing things anyway, but I'll have to think about the time and see when it is the best time to do things like that, because I may have it sent like that. You know, like when I create my events and things like that, they will not let me put my music on there anymore.
What?
So, I had somebody, it might have been Rob last night, and no, it was Rick Byers, I think, that said it on my post, and I'm like, and I said, eventually, I guess it's going to come down to Facebook making you, if you're a musician or artist or whatever kind of entertainment that you're in, and you're going to have to pay eventually.
Right.
So I think
that's where they're heading for sure.
I think so too. But hopefully this network will work out. I said, we're not going to have any kind of crazy.
Well, that's good, though. I'm glad you've got that coming. And it really is a huge help for independent artists. It really is. It's just,
I know you probably know Howie of Southern Country Radio, by the way. He came to me one day and said, we need somewhere where we can promote music without all the crazy Facebook mess, you know, an app or something or whatever. And I was like, well, let me think on it, you know, and see what we can come up with. So,
very cool. And well, you've built it into what it is, and now you're adding to it. See, and that's what same thing with music really is, that you just gotta, it's slow and steady tortoise wins the race. You gotta just keep build a foundation and then keep building on it slowly.
That's it. Now, I haven't got the website up totally yet. Like I said, it took longer than what I first got into it. I'm like, well, I had a deadline, right? I was going to have it done in like 3 days, right?
Yeah, I just did that myself, and I was like, whoa, it took me, days of sitting there, you know.
Even
if
just
you get a template.
Your website. I know, because then you have to add stuff, and if you don't know it, like me, I mean, I'm having to learn stuff about it, too. I Google everything,
you
everything,
teach yourself,
right?
With YouTube. YouTube teaches you anything.
anything
you
want to
know.
There's no excuse out there.
For sure. I mean, my little brother, well, he's not so little. He's 24. But he changed my water pump in my car off watching YouTube. And it's fine. He did a great job. Oh, my gosh. He did such a good job, but watched YouTube.
Well, these kids, I think they are, technology is built into them. I don't know. It's just the age, I guess. But they know everything about technology and electronics.
Right?
Yeah.
Like my daughter. She could
she could walk up to any computer and get on whatever she wants at five. I don't remember doing that.
Mm-mm.
How does she even know how to do that?
And I'm like, that's the way I'm with my daughter. I'm like, how do you do this and how do you do that?
Aw. Speaking of my daughter and music, so I was thinking about doing something with her because she's been begging me to do a song with her. And so I was thinking about, I have to really think about how I'm going to do this the right way. But I think I'm going to put her in a song. I'm probably going to make it like, I don't know. She loves rock music too. Yeah, but I'll probably put her in a country song because I have a country song that I'm working on too. I have a rock song, so a rock pop, a country pop, and then somebody sent me just piano to do, what would you even call that? It's just piano. It's like a slow song. I don't even know what genre that would be. It was very nice, though.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know what genre that would be.
I think the way it sounded is like a it's like a mixture of a couple different genres is what it feels like. It feels like an Adele song.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be good.
Yeah. I love her. Oh, I love her so much.
Yes, me too. Let's play one of your songs, Amanda. What did we play in the beginning? Let's see.
Power of You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to talk about that song?
Sure. So I wrote that song with a producer named Tobias Wilson. He's a very, very talented producer. He's amazing. I mean, literally, I've never met anybody. You give him verses and like a basic structure, and he overnight will have a full production song. It's really extraordinary.
I think out there, if you don't know Ed Roman, he and Ed Roman, I think do a lot of stuff together like that. That's
really
pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. He's so talented. It's amazing. And so him and I did that song Power Over You together, and he actually didn't I wrote the song, and he sang it back to me in just the demo, just to like show me how he wanted me to sing it, because he had changed some stuff. And I said, you know what, I really love your voice in this. It kind of reminds me of the Beatles. I don't know why, it just did, like some of the parts that he, the way he said things. And I said, would you mind if you just stayed on the track with me? And he was like, I don't know about that. He's like, my voice.
Yeah.
I would really appreciate it if you'd stay on there. So I kind of had to muscle him to stay on track. But he did a fabulous job, I think. Personally.
Yeah, he did. Well, let's play another one of your songs. What do you want to do? They Say Life?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You want to talk about that song, too?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So that song is actually my favorite of all the ones that I've made because I wrote that song in my living room with my two brothers, and we literally wrote the song in like 5 minutes, and because my little brother Andrew plays acoustic guitar, and he's amazing that he plays by ear. Nobody's ever taught him how to do it. He can hear a song and play it on guitar. It's really
awesome,
extraordinary. So he had just made up a couple chords just out of the blue, was making it up, and
I just sang how I was feeling, because at the time I was really going through a really, really rough emotional time. And I had told myself that I'm not going to let this bring me down, because I have gone through way too much and overcome way too much to let this bring me down. So then we just, you know, started singing the song together and made it out of thin air. The three of us did in like 5 or 10 minutes. And then I brought it to Tobias, and he made, you know, overnight made that song what it is now.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it means
cool.
a lot.
Well, let's play.
It means a lot to me.
Awesome. Well, let's play this and hold on the line, and we'll come right back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
You may feel bad. Sometimes you may feel mad. Putting your heart out in the world, leave it open for her. If that life isn't easy,
Radio Network. We're broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out to my good buddy Phil Kranz. Phil is host of the Black Dog Country Indie Radio Show. I was saying it all wrong. I've been used to saying it another way, but yeah. Thank you, Phil. Let's give a shout out to Pat Callahan as well. He's usually tuned in. Wolf Milestone. A lot of these people are over on the ISA Facebook page. We've had quite a few on this week. I'm sure we'll get more on closer to time for awards show. Tonight I'm talking to singer-songwriter Amanda Marie. Now you have some nominees in there as well for ISA awards show. You want to talk about that, Amanda?
Yes, ma'am. I'm honored, and I'm very, very grateful to Don Belch. I want to say his last name correctly. I hope I am. But he was instrumental in, you know, getting my music to the people that were deciding the nominations, and I really, really appreciate it. I know that they have me nominated in several categories, and I'm really excited to go. It's gonna be beautiful. All the pictures and so many people from all over the world. One of which is Imran Ahmed, who is a really good friend of mine, who actually I've done a collaboration with, a couple collaborations with actually at this point.
Cool.
And one of them was the very first song I ever did in the indie music scene. And
wow.
It's called The One and Only. Yeah, he was the one that gave me my break, you know,
awesome.
To get into... Yeah, he's such a nice guy. He's a very, very talented musician, but he's from Pakistan. He lives in Pakistan
yeah.
with his wife and his family. And do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Imran has actually been on our show before. It's kind of funny because, you know, our phone lines between the United States and Pakistan are really sucky, right?
Yeah.
We probably got it done. I know he kept getting cut off and things like that, but I said, we'll sit here all night if we have to, so just call back in if you get cut off.
Yeah, he's so nice. Him and his family are just the sweetest people. They're just so, so, so nice.
Yeah.
And, so we did that song together, and he had told me the story behind his band that they had in Pakistan. Project X was his band, and I guess the lead singer had passed away, and so I guess they'd never made the song. As far as I understand it, I could have the facts incorrectly, but as far as I understand it, they had never produced the song, and so he said, well, I'd really like to give it to you, and I was like, oh, well, I'd be honored to have it, and so went to the studio and recorded it, and that song is always going to be dear to me because he gave it to me, and I know that it meant something to him, and it definitely meant something to me, and it led me to to a lot of things that I wouldn't have had if it wasn't for him and that song.
Right. Wow. Yeah,
definitely.
I always say we don't meet people by accident, right? I think we're all connected in some shape, form, or size. I don't know.
Absolutely.
We may not know that, right? We don't know that answer right yet, I guess, but I'm guessing it has something to do with music. What do you think?
Yeah, it did. It all came back to music, because at the time I was just thinking, you know, I didn't have any financial way to hire someone to help me make the music. And it was my first song, and I said to myself, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And if I'm meant to do this, then help me find a way, because I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there he is offering me the song. So it was just really a really special thing. And so I very much appreciate it. And that song to me represents so many things. The words, I don't know if we're going to have time to play it or not. I'm not sure. Do you think we'll have time?
Which one was it? Let's see what I have. I have, I think, what I have left. I don't think I have that one. Let's see. I don't have that one. I see you can't lose something you never had.
All right. Well, yeah, that one's good, too. And actually, I worked with him on that one, too. So him and Connie Castle Tuck were the two I worked on with that song. She's a very talented songwriter, and you know, we collaborated together on that song, and it took a while because I had to go back and forth from the studio. I've been having some vocal problems for about a year now, and I couldn't figure it out. I could not figure out why, like, every other month I had a sore throat, like a really sore throat where I couldn't sing. It was painful, and I couldn't hit the notes. And I thought, oh, goodness gracious, if I lost my voice, I'm going to be devastated.
Maybe. Right. I know.
Because I felt like the Little Mermaid in that movie. And so anyway, so come to find out, I just recently found out that it's all from allergies. All of the problems. Yep. So I got to be on allergy medication and this thing that goes up my nose, the spray that goes up my nose. But
yeah.
He said that all of it is from allergies.
Well, at least you figured it out.
Yeah. I was so worried because, you know, when you're a singer and you love music and you love to sing, and I wanted to go perform, and there were so many things that I missed out on, you know, songs that I could have collaborated on and performances I could have done, and I didn't get to do it because I just couldn't do it. My throat would not allow it.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you got it squared away.
Thank you. It took a long time. So.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, but they were very patient.
I hate it when you write a song. I hate it we don't have that song. I would have liked to have played it, but
Well, go listen to it after if you want. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. That could get
but,
you some views on. Do you have a site that you have it on?
Oh yes, ma'am. It's www.amandamariemusic.com.
And most of your songs over there too. So yeah.
Yep. I got them all on there, and all the music videos and pictures and all the links to like Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and
everything.
Form of communication. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Right. I still haven't added stuff. I try to keep my music uploaded, right? Wow. I need to do that too.
Yeah, that took a long time too.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know how that goes. I try to keep my site updated with y'all's songs, my playlist over there on the PageRobertShow.com. But yeah. I try to pick a day to where I do nothing but that, just like me trying to move my show over to this other, to Spreaker. And I'm like, I got to do it. I just got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm going to have, I'm going to just have to push myself and go and do it.
Yeah. I mean, trust your gut. If your gut's telling you got to go, then you got to go.
And it's been telling me for a bit too. I say that every day, and something ends up then where I'm working on other stuff. I said, no, I've got, because see, I'm working on that network too, the website that I'm putting together, and then I'm working on this too. I'm like, my gosh.
So you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I know that well. I know that very well.
I just have to do me a list, and I'm just gonna have to say you gotta go do it, and I'm like now, so we'll see.
Yep. Well, I'm rooting for you, and I'm gonna be watching and listening, and
awesome.
I really appreciate everything you do.
Well, I appreciate that. Just bringing us indie artists together. I'm trying to think.
So,
well, you know, in the beginning when I got into this, I was brought into it as a co-host, and then that kind of fell apart. And the host that I was with, I was like, okay. And then I had several artists come to me and wanted to do an interview with me. I'm like, well, all right. I said I had no clue what I was doing. But we're here now, so. I think we're supposed to be here for a reason, you know?
Yeah. I was going to ask you something. No, I can't remember. Was it completely slipped my mind? Oh, are you going to be coming to the ISSA Awards?
I'm wanting to. That's on a Saturday, so it's usually a pretty good time. I really want to. People are telling me, you need to go.
Right. Well, I feel the same way. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I'm going to do my best, so I understand.
Yes. You know, I'm in Athens, Georgia, so I'm not that...
Oh, that's
I'm
true.
Like an hour, I'm not like an hour outside of Atlanta. But I got a lot going on, but I'll see. It's not that far away, y'all. This is the end of May, so you got one more. Well, maybe not even... July, well, 2 months. Not even.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Miss well, I just. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
It's a lag in the phone. Like I was telling you before, how our phones are doing weird things. I don't know if it's my phone or your phone or who's. I keep talking over you because it's a lag.
It could be. See, last night there was a lag, but Rob couldn't hear it on his end. So tonight, I guess you can hear it on that end. So
yeah.
So yeah. See, I need to get moving myself.
Oh. Well, I just didn't want you to think I'm talking over you to be rude. I feel
no,
bad.
You're good. No, you're good. That's fine. Now, do you have any venues that you're singing at, Amanda?
Well, now that I have my voice fixed, because I put all the shows. Yeah,
oh.
I put all my shows off because I was scared to sing. I was literally scared. I was like, well, if I keep singing with my voice hurting like this, I might lose my voice for good.
Yeah,
so
right.
So I put all the shows off, and I didn't apply to anything else, and I didn't do anything. And so now I finally got the clear from the doctor, you know, start taking this, and then you can start doing shows again. And I got a spray, and I got this whole, like, kit,
wow.
Throat kit. Yeah, so I'm going to start booking some stuff now because now I can, and now I'm not scared.
You have been through it, haven't you?
Girl. It's been a lot. But, you know, I wouldn't be who I am, and I wouldn't see things the way I see them if I haven't been through what I've been through. So
that's right.
I got to look at it like that. Because I remember looking at things, you know, in my 20s, the way I used to look at things in my 20s, like life in general. And I look back on my mindset back then, and I think, oh, my goodness, you know, wow. It's just so different now that you see people's pain.
Well, and a lot of difference 10 years makes, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
A lot of changes. But
absolutely.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing where you go with your music, Amanda, and we wish you well on your career and your songwriting and singing as well. So you'll have to keep us in the loop.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm actually really excited now because I can get back in the studio and I can start booking shows, and it's a whole new world now that I can sing.
Wow.
So
yeah, bless you.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate you helping getting my music out there. And anybody who wants to hear more songs, just go to www.amandamariemusic.com.
Awesome. We want to thank you for coming on, Amanda. I think we'll go out with her song we had. Where's it at now? Oh, Can't Lose Something You Never Had. You want to talk about that song? And then we'll close out, I think.
Sure. So basically, to make a long story short, the father of my child, we were together 12 years, almost 13 years, and we were high school sweethearts. And 3 months after I was hit by that semi, he left me for another woman.
Oh, my.
So, yes, ma'am. So, heartbreak doesn't even describe how I felt. I felt like my whole world had crashed down all at one time. I physically couldn't move. You know, I couldn't do anything for myself. And then the love of who I thought was the love of my life just up and left me with a 2-year-old by myself. So, yeah. So in that time, I took all that pain and how I felt. And when she sent me the words, when Connie sent me those words, I just sang it exactly how I felt from that situation. And it's, you can't lose something you never had. If you truly have a love, it can't be lost. So that's how I feel about it. You know,
and that's so true. So true.
Yep. So, you know, somebody can come in and out. People will come in and out, but the one who's truly meant to be with you, meant to share your life with you, will never go. So I just have to keep looking at it like that, and that's what that song's about.
That makes me have a whole new light on things. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if we don't, which I'm sure we'll pass in crossing on Facebook and wherever out there and our social media sites. And maybe at the ISO Awards show. So, yeah. Who do we have tomorrow? We have Tammy Renee tomorrow night, I think. I guess she's ISO too. I don't know. I don't have to go and look. But we are booked up. So I have some spots left open for June. Are we in June yet? No.
Yeah, no,
my
day to
day.
Right. 2 days.
Well, my day to days are just that. They're day to day. And so half the time, I don't even know what the date is or the day is.
Well, that's a good thing sometimes because you're busy and you're doing your thing and you're getting things done.
Yeah, a lot of times when I come on the air, I'm like, what day is it? Because I usually say the date and the day. And I'm like, well, what day is it?
And today is,
right. I'm like, I thought it was Wednesday, but it's not. It's Thursday. Okay. I must have lost the day in there somewhere. But, yeah.
And that happens somehow.
It does. More than I like to let on, but yeah. Well, let's go out with Amanda Marie's last song. Can't lose something you never had. That's so true. So we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same place, 8:00 p.m. Eastern Standard. We're in Eastern Daylight Time now, right?
Yeah.
With singer songwriter Tammy Renee. She's probably a nicer too. I have to go look, but it's all good. All right, Amanda Marie, have a good evening, and thank you for coming on again.
Thank you so much for having me. And everybody out there, I hope you have a good night.
Yes, ma'am. Me too, and thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, let's go out with Amanda Marie's song. Bye, y'all. Bye, Amanda. I won't feel you through my door.
head.
We're playing tunes that make you grin. Our music better than it's ever been. So think of us when you need a show. We're at WIRN Intercom.